Nolte, actress who played 17-year-old in Manhattan defense Woody Allen. That movie probably couldn't come out today. By John Nolte on April 16, 2021. Mariel Hemingway, the actress who portrayed Woody Allen's 17-year-old love interest in his 1979 masterpiece Manhattan, is defending the multi-Oscar winner from the woke Gestapo's blacklist. In the film, the 12th greatest movie ever made, Allen plays Isaac Davis, a 42-year-old divorced TV writer enjoying an adult relationship with Tracy Hemingway, a 17-year-old still in high school. For you prudes who think it's okay for minors to have abortions without parental consent and who think it's perfectly acceptable to chemically castrate an 8-year-old boy under the delusion he's a girl, the age of consent in New York is 17. What's more, the age of consent in about 20 other states is 16. Anyway, Manhattan is a moral film about a neurotic man who, under the smug belief he's too sophisticated for a young woman, dumps her for a mature woman and then gets a serious taste of his own medicine. Small-minded prudes refuse to see this the truth of this and have now, without evidence, used Manhattan as proof Woody had some 15-year plan to groom America for his pedophilia, something he has been two state agencies said he was innocent of. Hemingway, God love her, appeared on a podcast this week, and stood up for Allen. "I'm not condoning any behavior," she said, "but that movie probably couldn't come out today." Hemingway said she has not seen the one-sided and breathtakingly dishonest Allen vs. Pharaoh, HBO's four-hour act of media McCarthyism that attempts to smear Allen as someone obviously guilty of molesting his daughter Dylan, who was then 7. Hemingway did say it's a difficult discussion, but that she loved Allen and had a wonderful experience working with him on Manhattan. She also had a small role as Allen's ex-wife in 1997's superb Deconstructing Harry. "I look at it as this jewel of a film, and I will always thank that," she said. "It's a bit touchy for me because he wasn't disrespectful of me or unpleasant," Hemingway said. "I don't know Mia, I don't know Ronan, and I don't know Dylan. I don't know that story. It's not my story to tell. Me saying that is not me going on a bandstand defending. But the integrity of his work to me still stays intact," Hemingway added. "I'm not going down that road with him. Maybe that's cowardly of me." Hemingway admits she just doesn't know what really happened and that it's frustrating under those circumstances to live in a culture that demands you take a side. "We're not allowed to be in a gray area anymore," she said. "We have to choose a side." "Who said? That's not how we grow." "So true. Unfortunately, we live in a culture of shrill virtue signalers, liars, cowards and babies who refuse to look at the facts or who are willing to persecute an innocent to further their own career interests. America needs more Mariel Hemingways. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.